welcome. It's another edition of Cheese Please, Halloween edition. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil, and I win this year.
Wasn't that really scary, Daffodil?
It was scary.
I got another thing to scary.
Hi, Daffodil.
Wasn't that scary? What?
You sound like Zool.
I thought it sounded like the devil. I was like,
or maybe the gatekeeper.
Oh, well, fine.
From Ghostbusters. Yeah, the gatekeeper from Ghostbusters.
Just a little sound effects, because that's Halloween. It's all fun. It's all sound effects. It's all crazy. And no, it's our show. What do you expect, you know? Really? On the show, this
week. But you missed it. I win. I win. This year I win.
You win what?
Well, you have dragged me to the pumpkin patch and scared my pants off. You have dragged me to an evil doctor's lair and scared my pants off. You've dragged me to a haunted castle and scared my pants off. You've dragged me to a graveyard and scared my pants off. This year, I'm keeping my pants.
Well, yeah.
Because we're in the van, and the van is moving.
Yes, yes, yes.
So nothing is going to jump through the door and try to scare my pants off.
Yes, and I think there was a bit of a bathroom problem the last time I did that, so we decided to stay in the van.
Much safer.
And we really scared you that night. I remember that. On the show this week, we have, Monsters, Spooks, Drax back, Blobs, Bats. It's Halloween, right?
The Mummy.
Yeah.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, I forgot. But we're starting off the show this week with The Bat by Alvino Ray coming up shortly. But we're
That's the other thing, folks. Because we're in the van and the van is moving, we bought all these treats for trick-or-treaters. Nobody's trick-or-treating a moving van.
I can't wait to eat my candy.
So Snarf Dude has a mouthful of chocolate, and that's why he can't say the name of the song. We're starting off with Son of Blob by Mort Garson and the Blobs.
I'm on.
Cheese, please.
Fun and games where no one really gets hurt. But remember, you still should never try this at home. Snarf Dude and Daffodil are trained cheese handling professionals.
Cheese. A Vinyl Ray and the Bat. And before that, we had Mars Garson as the Blobs and Son of Blob. Wonderful! My name is Dracula, just here on the Cheese Fleas Halloween Show. You can take it over, Surf Dude.
Hey, guys! Hey, thanks! Thanks, Drac! Thanks for dropping by. How'd he drop by? The show
is... I was going to say, if he's Dracula, does that make me the mummy?
I don't know. Oh, yes, he can fly into the window. I had the window, the really back window open on the show this week. Maybe that's
nobody believes that.
I can try, can't I? Come on!
You can try. But I'm not screaming, so they know he wasn't really here.
I'm evil, Dracula.
I can do what I want!
This is true.
Okay. On the show this week, we're profiling Halloween. And as you noticed earlier, if you listened to us earlier, we're driving around because of the fact that Daffodil used to get scared on Halloween. And, well, we don't want her to be
scared. I feel safe when the van is moving.
Yes, the van is moving. No.
I'm eating chocolate. The van is moving. Life is good.
No, kids can knock on the door and ask for trick-or-treats. And Daffodil's just going to hoard all the chocolate.
It's all mine. All the chocolate is mine.
Yeah, I got like...
I have an entire box here.
I got like two of these things. So I'm
I gave you four. What happened to them all?
Well, I ate one. I can't count.
Obviously.
Well, you gave me like four. Come on, you got a whole box of like 50.
No, it's 45.
Anyway, I'm not going to argue about this. I'm just going to play the Halloween music because we're in a Halloween mood.
I do like the howling. It's kind of cool.
Let's try that again. Well, that's as close as I'll ever get to Halloween craziness. As far as actually scaring everybody.
Yeah, you're not very scary.
No,
I'm
not.
It's kind of a good thing.
This next guy could be the mummy coming up shortly on the show with little tibula and the fibulas.
No, little tibia and the fibulas. Tibia is a bone and fibula is a bone.
Oh, thank you. Okay. But we're starting off with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's about as French as I get. Brigitte Bardot and Serge Gainsbourg. Right here on...
It's a Halloween Howl with Cheese, Please.
Son mauvais génie, Mr. Hyde ne disait rien, mais en secret n'en pensait pas moins.
Hello, Dr. Jekyll.
Je vous dis que je ne suis pas le Dr. Jekyll.
Hello, Dr. Jekyll.
Que mon nom est Hyde, Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll n'a eu dans sa vie que des petites garces qui se foutaient de lui. Mr. Hyde. Dans son cœur prenait des notes pour le docteur.
Hello, Dr. Jekyll.
Il n'y a plus de Dr. Jekyll.
Hello, Dr. Jekyll.
Mon nom est Hyde, Mr. Hyde. Jekyll un jour a compris que c'est ce monsieur Hyde qu'on aimait en lui. Mr. Hyde, ce salaud a fait la peau du docteur Jekyll.
Cheese, please. No, cheese.
Cheese, please.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese, please.
the mummy.
Groovy mummy music, little tibia and the fibulas, and the mummy from this. Got a real 60s groove, like Austin Powers type, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that,
we
have Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Bridget Bardot, and Serge Gainsbourg here on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And if you haven't figured out yet, this is a Halloween show.
Halloween!
What?
I have to say something.
Yes?
I am very, very happy that you don't treat Halloween the same way you treat Christmas.
Why?
Well, because for Christmas we do 4 or 5, depending on, you know, the year.
Yes.
Christmas shows.
Yes.
We only do one Halloween show.
Well, there's only one Halloween a year.
There's only one Christmas a year, but we do 4 Christmas shows.
Ah, good point. There's just so much cheesy Christmas music. I want to cram it in a whole month. I mean, there's not much Halloween stuff out there. As much as I'd like to. How many times can we play the Monster Mash, Daffodil?
We don't play it at all.
I know. Well,
there are other cheesy things besides the Monster Mash.
We have played it in the past.
Once or twice.
An alternative mix of it. But there's not a lot of cheesy Halloween stuff out there. So we got to stretch it out.
And not play the same stuff every year.
Exactly.
Well, fair enough.
So you see my point? We gotta do the whole milk it.
And again, I'm glad we only do one Halloween show, because if you were trying to terrify me for 4 straight weeks, I would probably end up in some kind of crisis.
Yes, and I don't want to think how much candy you would eat over 4 weeks.
All of it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have one now.
Mm. All the candy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
All right, now your mouth's full. Mm. So coming up shortly, we have Spooksville with the new trends, but we're starting off with Drax Back with Billy DeMarco and Count Dracula. Right here on Cheese Please.
The castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time. I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Drax Back! Drax Back!
The castle's really jumping every night.
Drax Back!
They're doing the drag with Drax.
Igor's unchained and he's doing it right.
The time to really shake them down.
The zombies and werewolves are having a ball.
It's mashed potato time.
Drax looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's getting up and she's raring to go.
I'm thirsty, make mine tight go.
Ah, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Ah, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes, but he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason Show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friends.
Darling, what is the number of your private line?
It's Creekwood 45789.
You can call me up and have a day, any time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the jugular vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry. You got anything to eat?
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my darling.
Good night, my friend.
All I could say was, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Good cheese. Camembert.
Cheese.
Before that, we had Drags Back by Billy DeMarco and
Count Dracula,
apparently. I didn't notice that, but, you know, I'm just relaxing here in the van with this whole chocolate thing. We're driving around, no kids to knock on the door.
It's awesome that way.
Daffodil's not scared out of her pants. We don't have to run to the truck stop to try to find a bathroom very quickly. That's very good. And we're just mellowing out, enjoying some Halloween cheese with you, our listener, of course.
Exactly.
And a little bit of,
yeah.
I can turn into an elf, Daffodil.
No elves.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oh. You want to try?
No.
Okay, fine. Anyway.
Hard on the ears.
I don't use it a lot. Give me credit. I don't use it a lot.
This is true.
Yeah. Anyway, my name is Starfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly winding down to the end of this tribute to Halloween cheesy music.
By the way, I love your costume.
What costume?
Exactly.
It's radio. We don't have to wear costumes. It's awesome that way.
Oh, I know. But, you know, we should dress up. What would you dress up as if you had the opportunity? Think about it.
I would dress up in the outfit that Drew Barrymore wore in the movie Ever After.
Oh, and that is what?
With the giant wings. Because I always thought that was the coolest thing I ever saw.
Oh, for those who have no idea what that movie is,
Google it. Okay. Ever After, starring Drew Barrymore.
Okay, fine. I'm going to have
It's kind of like a Cinderella movie without fairy godmothers.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that. Maybe I... Oh,
I have a copy of it. We'll watch it some night.
Okay. I may dress up as a pirate.
Oh, you would make an awesome pirate. You know what? If you want to be a pirate, you could be the Dread Pirate Roberts, and I'll be the Princess Bride.
Oh,
that would work, too.
Okay, so I go around and say, aye, matey.
No. Oh. You go around and say, as you wish.
Aye, as you wish, matey. Well, just
all right, fine. More music. Come
okay,
on. We gotta get this over with.
We're ending off the show with a monster and Bobby Please and the Please. Really?
I have no idea. You type it. I just go along with it.
Anyway, but start off the set. We have John Zuckerley and the coolest little monster. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Cheese Please.
Horrid. You're ghastly. And I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your own noose for home use, a crate full of hateful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, one urn of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, 8 pairs of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, you're ravishing. Wherever did you dig up that dress? Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, green hair for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hat pin of bat skin, and 3 scraps of kneecaps, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in the sockets. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Cheese, please. The staple on your musical snack tray.
Cheese.
As I walked out of my laboratory door, I saw the monster I created years before. Y'all remember that horrible face? He followed me at a deadly pace. The chills ran up my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! That monster tried to kill me once before. He beat me on the head and bounced me on the floor. I thought he died when my laboratory burned, but I was wrong, 'cause my monster has returned. Chills ran up and down my spine.
He clutched for my throat. Why did I give him the strength of 10 men? Is this the price I must pay for my sin? The chills ran up and down my spine. Now Ralph Frankenstein, God, will you be my valentine?
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.